you do, out of sight.
Get excited and happy over sad music, which is kind of twisted, but it's that's what makes me feel great.
Am Anfang lief ein Liedausschnitt von Out of Sight. Dieses Lied befindet sich auf dem gleichnamigen Album, welches 2019 von Chelo veröffentlicht wurde. Die Single kam 2018 raus. Das Billboard Magazine verglich das Lied Out of Sight mit einer Psych-Pop-Lavalampe, was ich irgendwie ziemlich cool finde, weil eine Lavalampe, wenn man die sich so vorstellt, hat ja auch so fließende Bewegungen in sich, und wenn ich Chelos Musik höre, höre ich da auch so was Ähnliches raus, also auch so einen fließenden Übergang von Gitarrenmusik, ja, bis hin zu diesen elektronischen Tönen. Ihm wird auch dieses Genre hauptsächlich zugeschrieben, und ich teile die Ansicht, dass traurige Lieder einen beflügeln können. Ich finde interessant, was Chelo über melancholische Musik denkt. Er teilt nicht die Meinung, dass zum Beispiel Johnny Cashs Musik traurig aufgrund der Texte klingt. Was Chelo über bedrückte Lieder denkt, sagt er in einem Interview mit Face Culture.
I don't know, maybe it's the vibrations that connect with me. You know, because a lot of these songs are not exactly sad. They're not always talking about sad subjects. I think it's more the tone of voice. You know, even like Johnny Cash, I wouldn't necessarily call him like, it's not sad folk music, but you know, her, it's like the tone of his voice, the sort of the growl of it all. For me, you just can't do that behind a kind of disco major chord song, which has its time and its place. When I want to move my feet, that's fine. But like for me, as I consume music, it's usually alone, you know, with your headphones in and you want to really get into it. I find I delve like deepest along that kind of like folky essence.
Chelo findet, dass seine Lieder sowohl hoffnungsvoll als auch melancholisch sind. Er ist Produzent und Musiker aus Kempten. Kempten befindet sich in London und die dortige Punkszene prägte Chelo. Seine Schauspielkarriere endete in seiner Jugend, als sein Stiefvater ihm seine erste Gitarre schenkte. Und wie es danach weiterging, erzählt er euch am besten selbst.
And at the time I was just like really discovering guitar and not even writing music or anything, just sort of like, all right, cool. Instead of being in front of the camera, I'll just be at the back, slashing out, you know what I mean? Like on a guitar. So that was sort of the transition. I was around 13 and 14. And then I was like, you know what? Music just seemed to come a lot more naturally. Right. And I think it was obviously because it was in my blood and stuff. But when I started playing, it was just like, oh, cool. This is what I do. No, not at all. I never considered myself a singer, or like I started writing before I started singing, but I was dead set on just being a guitarist, you know, being the John Frusciante, being, you know, the Jimmy. These were the guys that like I was idolizing at the time. And the writing sort of started happening when me and my mates started our first band, which was this kind of like instrumental ensemble, very confused. We were sort of playing funk, rock, and we didn't have a lyricist, so we started getting these rappers to rap on top of it. And then we got two female vocalists, Rowena and Kate, who are friends of mine, to get involved, and they weren't writers. So at the time, I could sort of string lyrics together, like just hook choruses. So I would sort of give them a hook chorus to sing, and then the rappers would rap. And that's sort of how it began. We've just been doing this our way since the beginning. Okay. And while we've had a lot of interest in the sort of grand scheme of things, you know, no major label has ever approached me. I've been in one label meeting that I can remember. And you know, now we release independently. I'm kind of happy of that, because I would have got swallowed up whole, I think, the way I was like mentally and stuff when I was just starting out in music. I think if someone sees the potential and wants it for the wrong motives, whereas my manager has like stuck with me through thick and thin. You know, he brought me my first computer, was like, learn how to record. You know, having that support is a lot better than having all the money in the world from a major label to sort of chuck at you and you not have any idea. Because it's taken me the better part of these years as Shelou to feel that I'm at a comfortable spot to sort of do this properly. And if I got swallowed up by like a major label a few years ago, I just wouldn't have any idea about like where I wanted to be and what I wanted the music to be either.
Ich finde Shelous Einstellung zum Musikmachen schön. Shelou macht Musik, um mit Menschen verbunden zu sein und seine Gefühle auszudrücken. Das zeichnet für mich einen wahren Künstler aus. Diese Mischung aus Experimentierfreude und sich selbst treu zu bleiben ist faszinierend. Für mich ist das Zusammenspiel aus Gitarreneinlagen und elektronischen Klängen mitreißend. Ich empfehle euch nicht nur Shelous Musik zu hören, ich empfehle euch auch noch die Musikvideos anzuschauen, weil sie zeichnerisch hervorragend sind. Shelou hat bis jetzt außer dem Album Out of Sight noch das Album Real veröffentlicht. Das Album Real kam letztes Jahr raus und ich habe es rauf und runter gehört. Ich liebe die Verspieltheit der Texte, die wie immer sehr gefühlvoll sind. Es gibt von Shelou noch viele Singles und ich bin sehr gespannt, was in den nächsten Jahren noch so von ihm kommt.
Life's so simple. If you let yourself go, have another drink.